You're listening to SBS News.
It's the first interest rate rise in 11 years, but those affected haven't taken nearly that long to consider the implications. Indian-born Ramona Gupta started saving for her first home when she was 18 years old. Now, aged in her 30s, the health worker has bought a two-bedroom apartment in the southern Sydney suburb of Rockdale. She moved in just days ago. But the Reserve Bank's decision to raise the cash rate, that is, the rate banks pay for overnight loans, has made her nervous. She says she already knows how she's going to cut her spending should she need to do so.
It'll probably be on money spent on, you know, things like takeaways, Uber Eats, going out, sort of the fun stuff's going to be the first to go, because that's what we all do when we need to tighten our belts, right?
Ms. Gupta has a split home loan with $236,000 borrowed at a fixed rate and $233,000 at a variable rate. But the fixed rate is only locked in for 2 years, and she has concerns about what interest rates might look like when it comes time to refinance. Nevertheless, she says she feels fortunate for several reasons.
Being able to put away extra money during COVID, I'm also fortunate enough to be able to work from home, so that's played a part.
If passed on in full, and the Commonwealth Bank and ANZ have already announced that that will be the case for their customers, the 0.25% rate hike will add $65 per month to the average $500,000 loan, or $130 per month to a $1 million loan. Sally Tindall from loan comparison site Rate City says that could be only the beginning.
Westpac is forecasting that the cash rate could get to 2% by May of next year. If that happens, that same borrower is looking down the barrel of a total increase to their monthly repayments of $511 every single month.
Ivan Colquhoun is the National Australia Bank's Global Head of Research. He says this rate rise is overdue because the nature of the Reserve Bank's decision-making has changed recently.
Yes, I think they have been slow. The old RBA would have been anticipating this and moved interest rates preemptively. The current RBA has been waiting for that really to occur because they really haven't delivered on their inflation target for the last 5 years.
There are some in the community who do benefit from higher interest rates, such as those depending on income from interest, like term deposits. Paul Versteger is the policy manager for the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association of New South Wales, but he adds the caution that gains for such people are limited by the inflation that has caused the Reserve Bank to raise interest rates in the first place.
I don't think that that term deposit rates will actually ever catch up with inflation rates. So if you look at historical rates, the real rate of return on term deposits is usually negative, or it's minimally positive.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.